15 seconds. Guidance internal. 13, 12, 11, 10, 9, 8. Ignition sequence start. Engines on. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. All engines running.
The Dennis Miller Show, 866-509-7268.
Hey, folks, welcome back to the Dennis Miller Show. Joining us now is our friend Joe Connor. I always have to remind some of the listeners, unfortunately, his father, Frank Connor, was killed by members of the FALN terrorist organization, who were then granted clemency by Eric Holder and the Clinton administration. Hey, Joe, how are you?
Hey, good, Dennis. How are you? Thanks for having me on.
Welcome. My pleasure. I was listening to Holder and I was thinking, my God, how must this grate on our friend Joe Connor to hear Holder talk about over the years comments that he and Obama have somehow been treated more harshly because of their race. And when I think of you, I just think, wow, my friend's been treated harshly. I don't think it's about race, but certainly they know harsh treatment.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you almost want to laugh, but it's so irritating and infuriating to hear him whining, literally whining about how he's been unjustly treated due to race. He kind of forgets about the release of the terrorists that killed my dad, about Mark Rich, about being held in contempt of Congress, about the voter intimidation, about Benghazi, about the terror trials being delayed. You know, here's a guy, Dennis, and I'm sorry for ranting, but here's a guy who accused Americans of being cowards when it comes to race, yet he won't even admit that it's his actions and not his race that has caused the backlash against him. So who's the coward? I mean, it's contemptible, so to speak.
Well, listen, there's the cowardly part of that, and there's the nasty part. I think this guy's a nasty piece of work, man. And when you have guys like him throwing the racist accusation around, I quite frankly think people ought to get out of his way because, man, he, you know, God bless you. You got to hang in there because you owe it to your father's memory, but I think that Eric Holder can cause you a lot of problems in your life with that accusation.
Well, you know, I mean, like me personally, he probably could, but you know,
you've got a sacred legacy you've got to uphold, though. I'm just saying, I think that guy would destroy somebody racially if he could, if they were on to something.
I think you're right. I think he would, and you know. But you know, you got to do what's right, and you know, so if Holder, he is capable of anything. I mean, if you release terrorists that the FBI is telling you could still go kill people, what wouldn't you do? You know what I mean? So I put nothing past him, and but you know, someone's got to stand up to him, and you know, there's a lot of good people in this country that do, but we you know, we all got to tell the truth.
Well, I think in retrospect, you were truth-telling and really prescient that the 2009 Senate Attorney General confirmation hearing, you said he lacked judgment, character, honesty, and belief system. But I'll tell you what, man, he's a made man for life, I think, because he kind of sacrificed a lot of the things you mentioned there in your accusation to prove himself the president's man.
Yeah, he did. And, you know, it's funny because when I do look at that, it's like, wow, and this guy's going to be attorney general. And, you know, if I was able to see that, you know, anyone really who was paying attention could have seen it. But, you know, almost half the Republicans even voted for him.
I know.
So it's
mind-boggling.
You know, the fix was in. You know what I mean?
Mind-boggling. You think that they would have just said, we can't do this in lieu of, well, I would like to think Francis Tavern first because of you. But it seems to me that so far in the past, they have an easy way of assuaging that out of their guilt. But the Mark Rich thing, fast. You know what I mean? There's just so many things that you would think they'd say, we can't approve this guy. But half the Republicans, as you said, pushed him through.
I know. They voted for him. But, you know, this stuff will come up again. I mean, and I'm thinking, you know, if Hillary's going to run, you know, these releases were done to help her. So
right. Explain that connection there, Joe. We're talking to Joe Connor. And his father was unfortunately killed in a FALN terrorist attack at a New York City establishment called the France's Tavern. And then Holder played a key part in going for the pardons of the people who perpetrated that crime, and that paid off for the Clintons, I guess. And so Hillary's entry into the race will fan the flames of it again, right?
Yeah, it was back in 1999 when Hillary Clinton was getting ready to run for senator from New York. She had no connection to New York. She was a total carpetbagger. So they concocted this idea, if they released these terrorists and say that they were nonviolent terrorists, because they weren't specifically convicted of the France's bombing, although they were part of the conspiracy that did it and they admitted doing it and all that stuff in their notes after the bombing had happened, and they were all convicted of 70 years in prison and sentenced to 70 years in prison. So they were trying to get Hillary some traction with the Latino vote. So they were telling the people here, and I live in the New York area, oh, they were nonviolent, they were freedom fighters, they're really good people. And unless we had stood up, and it was my brother and me and some other people stood up and said, wait a second, do you know who they really were? And we made it very clear in 99, they would have just been released before we even, they would have been out of prison. We wouldn't have been able to even tell what they were like. But they didn't accept the clemencies right away. One of them didn't accept it at all and stayed in prison. Three years ago, I went to the prison in Terre Haute, Indiana, to face him, and we kept him in at his parole hearing. So these were really unrepentant terrorists. They were trying to get Hillary Clinton some traction in New York, and Eric Holder came up with this great idea when he was Deputy Attorney General under Clinton to have them released to get Hillary some traction in New York, mm-hmm. where she had nothing. And so she's going to have to answer to that when the big run comes in a couple of years, right?
Well, I certainly think you'll be there ask the question. And must never forget. When we continue more with our friend Joe Connor, and your calls at 866-509-RANT. This is the Dennis Miller Show.